ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we are going to elaborate on the influence of the political ideas of Imam Khomeini on the emergence of the Intifada of Palestinian people against the Zionist regime, that is, Israel. Previously, we spoke of Imam Khomeini's views about the nature of the Zionist regime and reminded that the Imam pointed out to the world people, especially Muslim nations, that one should separate Judaism, which is a monotheistic religion, from Zionism, which is a political and racist ideology that commits horrific crimes. We also reminded that Imam Khomeini always cautioned and warned Muslims and Islamic governments against the expansionist policies of the illegal Zionist entity, while noting that one should not be deceived by the fabrications of the spurious Zionist regime. It was also noted that in the view of Imam Khomeini, the only way to rescue Palestine is the unity of the Islamic Ummah based on emphasis on Islamic ideology. This week, we are going to study the influence of the Islamic Revolution and the ideals of Imam Khomeini on the emergence of the Islamic Awakening movement in West Asia and formation of Intifada in occupied territories. The victory of the Islamic Revolution marked a turning point in the Islamic Awakening movement. In fact, the victory of the Islamic Revolution revived this ideological and historical current in the world of Islam and granted it a political aspect. Prior to victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution, the Islamic Awakening movement was mainly an ideological and cultural current. The Islamic Awakening movement was mainly an ideological and cultural current which was mainly led by religious intellectuals intending to revive the Islamic identity. Imam Khomeini, as a source of emulation and the father of the Islamic Revolution, gained a significant victory in ousting the former Pahlavi regime, thereby drawing the attention of the Islamic world and those who campaigned for freedom, independence, and social justice, especially those who campaigned for fulfillment of the Palestinian cause. The victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution under the prudent leadership of Imam Khomeini, which was loyal and devoted to the Palestinian cause, resulted in the distinguished status of the unifying aspect of the sacred religion of Islam within the Islamic Ummah and among the Palestinian combatants. The mottos chanted by the revolutionary and Muslim people of Iran in support for the Palestinian cause throughout Iran's Islamic Revolution led to establishment of a solid bond between Palestinians and the Islamic Revolution and formation of Intifada in the year 1987. In this year, throughout the ceremonies of disavowal of disbelievers staged by Hajj pilgrims, the Saudi regime's forces attacked and spilled the blood of demonstrators, martyring a number of Palestinians who had taken part in these protests. In response to this heinous crime, a new uprising of Palestinian people began in occupied territories against the Zionist regime, which was named as Intifada. The common feature of Intifada and the Islamic Revolution was emphasis on religious ideology as the unifying ideology of different groups which believed in the Palestinian cause and pioneered the campaign and struggle against the spurious Zionist regime. Intifada was based on a new idea that was shaped and reinforced after the deadlock of the struggles of the Palestinian movement and turned into the main discourse of the Palestinian combatants. Intifada was inspired by the Islamic Revolution and considered the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, as its role model. The Imam believed that only via reliance upon the Islamic ideology and unification of the Islamic Ummah, the fabricated Zionist regime could be wiped out and Palestine could be rescued from the Zionist usurpers. Imam Khomeini considered the usage of the capacities of the Islamic world, especially the revival of Hajj rituals, an appropriate approach for materialization of Islamic unity and liberation of Palestinians from the yoke of the Zionist regime. The Imam believed that the ceremony of disavowal of disbelievers is an integral part of Hajj rituals that can turn into a huge congress in support of the Palestinian people and against the Zionist regime. Imam Khomeini also considered the usage of the spiritual capacity of the blessed month of Ramadan as an appropriate opportunity for establishment of a strong bond among Muslims and defense of the oppressed people of Palestine. On this basis, Imam Khomeini declared the last Friday of the month of Ramadan as the International Day of Quds, so that on that day's ceremonies, the global solidarity of Muslims against the Zionist regime of Israel will be displayed and the inalienable rights of the oppressed Palestinian people will be defended. Dear listeners, on that note, we have to wrap up this week's episode of In the Path of the Imam. Thank you very much for being with us.